reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him, and they raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. A Marian old priest who was a missionary in Korea tells a story. It gives us some ideas about how lepers were treated in biblical times. 30 years ago, when he was there in Korea, leprosy was considered a contagious disease, so the lepers were kept outside of the towns and the villages. They were cut off from family and friends. They were reduced to isolation. Their only other companions were other lepers. Once a year, the missionary said, the village gathered at a big field, like a football field. 2 ropes, about 30 yards apart, were stretched across the field, and the lepers would go to one side, and the family members would go on the other. In that way, they had their annual family visit, shouting out to one another, very public conversations, sharing family matters and news. Imagine the scene. Imagine the chaos, the lack of privacy, the anguish of separation, the distance they must have felt from loved ones. A while back, I talked to a woman who had been widowed at 29. The oldest of her 3 children was 4 years old, and we had just baptized a baby in November when her husband died in December, and she had to raise those children by herself. It was a horrible time for her, very difficult. A couple of years after her husband died, she said, I wondered what I had done that God had punished me so. She said she'd go to church, but she would sit in church numb, feeling a distance from God. I think of the distance the lepers in today's story felt, and the distance they were from Jesus and from the crowd. How the widow must have had the similar feelings of being cut off and forgotten, maybe feeling unclean. I was with a group of people reflecting on the scripture passage a few weeks ago, and I shared the story of the widow with the group. Now, there were some divorced women in the group, and one of the women said she had similar feelings and thoughts. She says, "It's not a lot of fun being a divorced person in the Catholic Church. When my husband left me, I asked, 'What did I do to deserve this?' After he left, I felt people didn't accept me. It was especially hard," she said, "at church. I had been a lector, and now I felt like an outsider." As a divorced person, she said, "I felt God had let me down, and my church had let me down too." I hear the story of the lepers who meet Jesus at the entrance of the city. Can you see them huddled together, fearful and miserable, sharing their misery with one another, not being allowed into the village? They're at the edge of the community. They see Jesus, and they cry out to him. And across the distance, he sees them, their physical distance from other people and from himself, and their spiritual distance, too. People blame themselves for what's happened to them. Maybe the lepers blamed themselves, felt that God was punishing them somehow for sin. In fact, it was the belief of the day, with sickness and illness that somehow people had done wrong, and so God was punishing them. Maybe they felt, too, that God had let them down and had abandoned them, trying to figure out what they had done that had deserved this. But across that distance, physical distance, spiritual sense of distance, Jesus sees them. And he hears their shouts for help, their requests for pity. He instructs them to go show themselves to the priest, because that's how they would be certified as clean, and they could then be welcomed back into the community and into the worship places. How unusual that they left him without actually seeing the cleansing take place. They were traveling to the priests for official recognition when they noticed it. The story says, on the way they were cleansed. Something happened to them, something good happened to them out of sight of Jesus. What were they thinking when they noticed what had happened? Who knows what they thought? They probably figured God had done something wonderful for them, and they continued their trip to the priests and the temple as they were told to do. The priests were the right people to go to. But the story does say that one realized what had happened, realized that Jesus was the source of the cure. And so with that realization, he turns around and goes back to Jesus. What can we conclude from the story for ourselves? Well, like the lepers who may have been excluded and left out, some of us may want to join our voices together here at worship and call out for help. In the leper's own statement, Jesus, help us. There are areas of society or church life that some are excluded from or are treated like second-class members. We realize, too, that the healings we need don't often come at once, but over a period of time, as we travel along through life. We don't see Jesus with us, not with our eyes at least. Remember, Jesus said to the man that his faith had saved him. Our faith reveals Jesus to us. We see how close he is to us as we travel. And when healings come and growth happens, we know the source, step by step as we travel. One of the women in that group I told you about said, even at church when I felt God had let me down, people didn't. If it hadn't been for those people accepting me, she said, and her voice had trailed off. There they were, faithful people that she knew along the way. They were instruments of Jesus' healing and acceptance. Jesus says it, faith saves us. Faith is seeing what our eyes don't see. We don't see Jesus as we travel along. But remember what the woman said, if it hadn't been for people accepting me. Could her faith help her see Jesus in those people? Did she realize who was healing her, accepting her, welcoming her into the community? Can we see the helping hands that carry us along as Jesus' own hands reaching out across the distance we may feel? Can we hear the friend's voice on the other end of the phone line as Jesus' words of hope and encouragement and promise across the distance, the space that separates us? Can we see that as we journey along together, we're being healed, especially today at this Eucharist, a place we have stopped off, we travelers for a while, a place we've come looking for refreshment and encouragement and call out to Jesus. And we're reminded, because our faith saves us, we're reminded that God hasn't forgotten us after all, even though at times it may feel that way, that God has taken the first steps to reach out to us, has given us Jesus and one another to journey with. God is helping us find healing along the way. Do we realize that?